Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Yud Aleph, Baba Metzia 11a, pagination is 21. Starting from the Mishnah, about 6 lines from the top. Ra osan ratzin achar Metzia. If a person sees people running after this item that's available to be found, it's an ownerless item. Achar tzvi shavur. After a deer that has a broken leg, so it's limping and going very slowly and is easy to catch up with. Acha gozalo shelo porchu. After birds that cannot yet fly, so they're hobbling along and you could easily catch up with them. V'omar, and he says, zachsali sadi, my field should acquire for me. Zachsalo, indeed, his field acquires for him. This is the concept of kinyan chotzer. And because the items are handicapped, if you will, so they are considered secure within his field, even though he hasn't done any other act of acquisition. This Mishnah, to a certain extent, is really the culmination of a topic that we encountered on the very first page of the Masechta, where the Gemara had a significant discussion that Metzia, finding something, means you actually pick it up and own it. And just seeing it is not a kinyan. So over here, it really plays itself out, because the reason this owner of the field noticed the animal is because these other people are running after the animal. But he's standing there, and he very simply says that his field should acquire it for him, and it does, even though these other people for sure saw it first. Now, the Rosh and the Ramah in Halacha, Simon Reish Samach Ches If Gimel, mentions that it's not necessarily true that he has to say the words Zachsali Sadi, simply the fact that he's standing there and with ease he can reach these animals and control them. He can pick them up, he can cage them, whatever he wants to do, that alone would make the kinyan. The Mishnah continues, Hayotzvi Ratz Kedarko. If, however, the deer is running normally, Oshayu Gazolos Mafrichim, or birds that are able to fly, V'omar Zachseli Sadi, and he says, my field should acquire it for me, Lo Omar Klum, that's meaningless, that's not a good kinyan, it doesn't accomplish anything because it's not guarded. The concept by a chotzer is that it has to be guarded on some level and easy to access for him. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Samach Ches Gimel, Chatzera Shel Adam Kana Lo Shelo Midaito, the field of a person can acquire even without his knowledge. Im Nafal Bametzia, if a lost object that's eligible to be found by somebody and acquired would fall into his yard, Harei Shabala Chatzer, it becomes the property of the person who owns the field. But that's only if it's guarded in that location. So if there's no fence, he would have to be standing there. But if there's a fence, so then the fence would secure the item. Ve'en chatzero konelo elo biodeya b'mitzia o da'asik adaite. But this chotzer acquisition method only works if it's likely, and therefore he knew about it. But if something is unlikely, then his field does not acquire it for him. This leads us into an intriguing question. If a person has a hotel and people come in, rent it for the night, and then they leave. And somebody comes in and on a whim opens a floorboard for whatever reason and finds a treasure. Who owns that treasure? So the first step before we learned this Gemara would probably be, well, if the person who put it there many years ago and has given up hope of getting it back, so it's not theirs, so then I guess it belongs to the person who found it. After we learned this Gemara, we have to take into account Chatzero Shel Adam Kone. The field of a person acquires it, and since this building is owned by the hotel owner, so maybe it should belong to the hotel owner. And then a third level of logic would indicate, based on this Ramos statement, that since it's unlikely and unpredictable, and totally not expected that there's a treasure under the floorboard, so then on the contrary, Chatzer does not work in such a case, and it could be that it would belong to the finder. Once again, because in this case, Chatzer does not apply. Obviously, if the treasure was there from the time that he bought the field, we would have to consider what ramifications that might have. Again, on the fact that he's buying something, but he doesn't even realize what it is that he's buying. There's a case discussed about someone who bought what he thought were, for example, lead rods, and it turns out that they were covering over gold. But he never knew that there was gold there, and it was unlikely that he would ever find out. But after he sold it to the next person, that person, for whatever reason, cut them open and found the gold. Does he have to return it or not? And these are examples of the question that the person had a kinyan available to him to be kone, but because he had no idea that there was this value there, it could be that the kinyan was never actually employed and never actually acquired the item for him. So that's a sophisticated discussion that we're just mentioning exists. Getting back to our Mishnah, if the person is standing next to his field, it could do acquisition for him if that's considered mishtamer, if that's considered guarded. On a deer that's running, that's not considered guarded. On a bird that can fly, that's not considered guarded. But if it was an item that's considered guarded, him standing there could enable acquisition through the kinyan called chatzer, meaning his yard. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.